Palin punches exposed glass Joe Biden, set up Trump for potential KO win. By Kevin Shola on November 2, 2020. Long before Joe Biden was getting destroyed in debates by Donald Trump, he was taking populist punches from another popular patriot. This past week, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin took us for a trip down memory lane, reminding us how she knocked out Biden back in 2008. While Biden's faculties may have been stronger 12 years ago, his politics were still weak. The phenomenon named Palin killed him with kindness and won every round with facts. Palin's performance in the most watched vice presidential debate in U.S. history was one for the ages. On Instagram this past week, Palin posted a funny boxing poster with Palin's face on the body of one fighter and Biden's on the other. The poster reads United States of America Vice Presidential Debate, Meet Me in St. Louis, Palin vs. Biden. From Washington University, St. Louis, Missouri. Thursday, October 2, 2008, one night only, see it live. Palin is billed as Sarah the Barracuda, while Biden gets the moniker Joseph the Blowfish. The poster was just one of many pictures Palin posted to reminisce about her historic run for VP. When it comes to Palin and Biden, the more things change, the more they stay the same. The Barracuda has remained tough as nails over the last decade plus. Palin's political endorsement is the most coveted out there. Her early support of Trump helped legitimize his run for the White House. Her backing of Trump before MAGA was cool, propelled the Donald to a primary victory. And eventually, a general election shocker. Before and after Trump's 2016 run, Palin has helped many others get elected to various positions as well. She does it all with a smile and has a lot of fun along the way. Whether she's rocking the mic on The Masked Singer or making liberal heads explode through her social media pages, Palin power is alive and well. 2020 Biden is a lot like 2008 Biden, except more liberal and far less lucid. Uncle Joe has become Sleepy Joe. Crazy comments have become disturbing remarks. Once viewed as a run-of-the-mill, do-nothing politician, Biden is now looked at as a dangerous puppet controlled by the wackiest of progressives. Despite Palin's big debate win in 2008, Barack Obama went on to beat John McCain for the presidency. Now, a very wobbly Biden is one step away from becoming commander-in-chief. If the debates with Donald Trump and the recent surge in MAGA momentum is any indication, Trump will not let Biden win that title. If Trump does indeed score the knockout on Tuesday, remember the fighter from Alaska that softened old Joe up for Trump. The thriller from Wasilla not only shattered a glass ceiling, becoming the first woman to ever appear on a national Republican ticket, she also showed us all what a glass jaw Biden has. Glass Joe, if you will. Now, it's up to Trump to win by knockout or decision to remain the undisputed president of the United States. Ring the bell. Follow Kevin Shola on Twitter at Kevin Shola.